the corniest, most self-pitying words, and that is not Greek. The Greek rhythmical stuff, people always say, oh, yeah, the rhythmical and blues are the same. I say, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. When the rhythmical singers sing, they always have a sardonic, ironic edge to their voice. They always say, ah, ah, aman. Oh, this is how it is. This is how it is. This is a drag, but as Sotira Bello says, throw me in the water with a blackfish, let them eat me. Remember, I was a handsome young boy. Really, there's a difference, you know. But the great blues players in the old days, they were great. They had a real sense of this, too. So, I don't mean to contradict myself. I'm just saying that the stuff today is pathetic. Mm-hmm. It's crap. Mm-hmm. And they don't make new interpretations. They do it for record companies. They do it for big, fat businessmen and record companies who want to hear something that was done a long time ago, but they want someone young to do it. That's it. They want a new Aretha Franklin. So they get some young girl and they tell her, sing just like Aretha Franklin and we'll sell that. Or they say, do this, you know, sing like, no, it doesn't work that way. Not for an artist. When Ornette Coleman played, he was playing blues. But people said, oh, that's not blues. But it was blues, 12-bar blues, a lot of it. But it's Ornette Coleman's version of it, which was unpalatable for a lot of people. When I tried to sell I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry to Lost Highway, I believe it's a country record, they freaked out. They were like, the guy said, well, I like this, but the board will freak out. I'm like, how do you think Hank Williams would have liked to hear it now, just like he sang it?